Everybody, and welcome to the special edition show. This is your host, Tracy Mahan, and I am here tonight with a very special guest. My special guest is Julia Dudley, and she is here to talk to us about fairies. Julia just got done with a medieval festival where she did fairy readings there. She's a Reiki master, or maybe not master. I didn't ask you that part. Sorry, Julia.
Yeah, that's true.
Intuitive readings, mediumship, fairy readings, you name it, she can do it. I've known her for a couple of years now, and she never ceases to surprise me. So let's bring you on, Julia. Let's start chatting fairies.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited that we got to do this. And by the way, you were a fun banner to make. I'm just going to say that because you have that fairy energy essence all through you, and so making that banner was so easy, and it just came together. I was like, I could have just made you the fairy. I could have put little wings on you and made you the fairy. It would have been fun.
Thanks.
So glad that you're able to join me tonight and that we get to talk fairies, because it's one of my favorite subjects. I love the fairies.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my favorite.
When did you know that you were connected to fairies?
When I was little, I used to be like just obsessed with glitter and everything to do with fairies, everything to do with being outside. And I saw a lot of things when I was really young, like I saw orbs and things like that, but I didn't really get to talk to many people about it to actually sort out what was going on. So that only came a bit later, but yeah, so I never really stopped believing in fairies.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an experience the other day where I got to do Reiki outside. We were out in nature, and while I was on the table, just kind of getting in my own little trancey mode, they were showing me this little, I guess you'd call it a portal or whatever, where they go between dimensions, you know, their dimension and our dimension, and come back and forth. I thought, why would you want to come to our dimension? What? No. But, you know,
interesting. That's neat.
It was. And it was like, I the gal that was working on me at the time, I walked her over and said, it's right here. I'm like, and it just seemed like the perfect spot for it. Cause it was this opening. There's like a creek on the other side and then some trees, and she had flowers and stuff planted there. And it was just like it was like a window to the creek. And it was just the perfect spot to put a little portal. Why not be there? But you could just feel their energy all over her property. And that's actually where we ended up doing our pyramid workshop this weekend for the full moon. And the energy there is just amazing. And so, yeah, it was really a lot of fun to do that. And feeling very blessed that she was willing to have it at her house so that we could enjoy that energy. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell me stories. I want to hear stories about fairies.
When you were talking, it came to my mind that quite a few years back, I did one of my first photo shoots outdoors in this park as a fairy. And the photographer, I was really there was this face was just covered with this energy, and it was really neat. And the photographer, though, was having issues. He kept showing me his picture. He had like all these orbs all, he's like, look on here, and he was like trying to figure it out and everything. So he ended up switching the photo shoot and saying, okay, so why don't we do this one to the second part. And then his camera, when we were indoors, it wasn't doing it at all anymore. I thought that was pretty, that popped in my head when you were talking before, the outdoor stuff.
Yes, the outdoor stuff. Now, I know I have certain experiences with the little fairies, you know, and they come in their own nice little realm. Should we talk a little bit about the realms so that people know what we mean when we, you know, because there's like an angel realm, the fairy realm. I'm not quite sure how many realms there are. Are you aware? I put you on the spot. Sorry about that. So I know that that Doreen Virtue talks about the realms. And so when I was working with some fairies, they're kind of, now are they connected with like the tree gnomes and sprites and stuff? Do they all kind of come out of the same realm with that?
Yeah, and I also kind of believe that, like, each animal, plant, and tree has at least one of their own. Kind of, you know, like how we have our guides. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. So, what other stories? We got, I'm sure between us, we have a lot of stories. Because, yeah, now, I have a question. It's also my impression that the dragons come from the fairy realm.
Well,
is that true, or do they have their own realm?
I think that they work with the fairies, but I also think they work with the angels, too.
Oh, yeah. Do they? Oh, nice.
But
well,
one thing a lot
sense.
Of people...
Go
one
ahead.
Thing a lot of people don't know is that the fairies know, like, can help us sort out some things that with the ascension process too, and then they have like all these, they have so many wonderful ways that they can help us when they feel safe with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because for me they help strengthen my energy field, and they can help with balancing chakras, and they really really speed up the manifestation of ideas. That's what I believe anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had experiences with them where they can be a little mischievous, which I think is fun because I can be mischievous. And, you know, the fairies, it's been my experience that they can be a little bit pranksters but that they can also get upset with us if we're not treating nature properly, or, you know, I have another friend that really is strongly connected with the fairies, and she would tell me stories about them being upset if she did certain things in the yard and stuff like that. Have you ever had any of those experiences?
So they help me a lot with my plants, but occasionally when I'm choosing a plant, if there's a whole okay, so I kind of feel like this red flag comes up if there's a lot of, I think, pesticides in them. Because, you know, some stores, they have the plants like that, right? And I find myself, if I'm really drawn to get one, I completely change the earth when I get home. Like, if I really, really want to have one. And then I ask the fairies to help me to bring some health to the plants. And when I do, it's amazing how much they can flourish. Like, I don't know if you had the experience, my aloe plant, when I asked the fairies to help me, I was gone for a couple of days, and I just asked them to help me. And then they're basically the size of cucumbers, and they were, in Canada, they're pretty small. So
wow.
After 2 days, my boyfriend looks at them and he goes, okay, so... you're into your things again. You just couldn't believe it there.
I need to do that here because I have an aloe plant that, I just don't have a green thumb. So my aloe plant is suffering from that. And I was looking at it today going, oh, no, you're not doing very well. Did I overwater, underwater? What did I do now? So I'll ask the fairies to come help me out with that. I do want to jump real quick over to the chat room and say hello to everybody over there. And I am absolutely a stinker about forgetting to pull up the Blog Talk chat. So I'm doing that as I'm speaking as well. I just forget that one, I need to do that extra step with that one, that it doesn't happen automatically. And so if anyone was waiting to get on the Blog Talk chat, I am opening that up now. And we'll be bouncing back and forth. I do want to let you guys know that Julia and I will be taking calls in the second half of the show. And that number is 323-642-1397. So if you'd like a fairy reading, please make sure to call in. I'll give you that again. 323 646-642-1397. And hello to all you guys that are already out there listening. And I'm just going to rattle you off real quick here. We got Debbie and Susie and Lori and Chelsea and Beth and Michael, Nicole, Helen, Casey and Doreen, Maureen. The list got longer. Arlene and Jean and Alexander. So thank you guys for being in the chat room and for the ones that are in there being lively and saying hello. Hello back to you guys. If you have questions, you're more than welcome to put them in the chat room as well. I will do my best to look in both chat rooms and get your questions and bring those on board for Julia to look at. And yay! So, okay. What else do we have? What is it the fairies do here? What do they have a job?
Definitely. I feel like, you know, well, they're like Mother Earth's angels, so they help to heal everything, like
yeah.
the animals and the trees and the bodies of water as well.
So do you think you ever had an experience as a fairy?
I definitely do, yeah.
Yeah. This the past life regressionist in me that comes out. Ask those kind of things. I had somebody take me through, well, we went through a group regression years ago, and yeah, I can't remember what he was taking us to do, but I went off in my own direction. I was not doing what everybody else was doing, and I felt like I was buzzing around, and I was really excited and like touching the plants and talking to them, and I could just feel the energy that I was sending to each of the plants. And then from wherever it was, I was in the bushes there, I could see a human. And then the feeling that I had when I saw the human was kind of like frustration because they were just walking through the forest carelessly and stepping on things and not looking where they were going. And just, you know, they weren't doing it to be evil or wrong or dun, dun, dun. But, you know, somebody that was just walking through the woods, and I was feeling the frustration of them not knowing or not being very conscious of what they were doing just by walking through the forest and the things that they were hurting along the way just by stepping without looking. And I just remember how that felt, and then buzzed off and off I went, and then I went into a different experience and I was like, that was weird. So that's why I asked some of the questions, because I'm not sure if that's a common thing to, you know, for them to be frustrated. I know that they're a little different than angels in the sense that, you know, they're down here working and like you said, being Mother Nature's little keepers. And so when we're clunking around and not paying attention or not being conscious of the consequences of us just even taking a step, you know, that, you know, do you think they feel the frustration around that? Or do you think that they have the patience?
Yeah. No, they do feel frustrated with that. And they also feel frustrated with, like, greed and things like that, mm-hmm. because to them, abundance is peace on earth, like laughter, you know, like
yeah.
joy, celebrating life. And there's not really enough of that sometimes.
I agree. And, you know, some of the cartoons that they make with the fairies in them, I think, gosh, you know, that's probably somewhat realistic. And the sadness that they feel when we're cutting down trees or, you know, harvesting the forest and being a little overzealous with that. You know, I imagine that Olive Spirit probably frowns a bit when we're over consuming, but you know, when I watch those cartoons, they just make so much sense that these little beings are out there working so hard and happy and doing their thing, and then here we come and knock everything down and tear it apart. And so yeah, I watch those and then I'm like, I'm so embarrassed to be a human. We're so We're so naive and silly. Look what we do.
I always picked up when I was little, like from a young age, I would see litter and I didn't understand it and I would start picking it up and my mom would be like, be careful, you're getting yourself all dirty, and I'd be really saddened by it and like so affected by it, and I would just start doing that. So I started this thing with the boys. We'll like randomly pick a day and we do it often. I started when they were toddlers. We would like each have a bag and we'd go up and down the streets because we like to take a lot of walks, and we would gather the litter that we find around. So that was always pretty important to me.
So we got some questions that are being created here in the chat room. We've got Michael asking, how can one bring fairies close in view when we're in forest or nature? So how would somebody bring the fairies in closer if they are in nature?
I would choose like a space that you really feel is like it's kind of sacred, and then I would kind of if there's any garbage or anything around, I'd kind of clean that up. It depends if it's near your house, because if it's near your house, you can kind of bring crystals. But I think just finding a space to sit and then breathe, like close your eyes and do some deep breathing, and then call on the fairies that way.
So I've done that before too, where I'm out kind of in nature taking walks, and you just feel like there's a certain area that where they must be hanging out, because you're just drawn to it. So you can find a safe little nook to go sit in that you're not invading space, and and just kind of close your eyes and just be as pure of heart as you can be, so that you know they don't feel threatened or like, you know, they're very sensitive. They know what you're thinking and what you're doing and what your motives are. So if you're pure of heart, I think that you would have a much better experience of feeling their energy around. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Some people can see them. And Julia, I'll ask you in a minute if you're one of those. But for me, I see them in the third eye, but in a physical form. I think they vibrate way too high for us to see them with the physical eye. So what's your experience with that?
I've seen them, and I see them more when when you dim your eyes to look at people's auras? Like, okay, so if I'm outside and I'm intending to have like this magical walk and I'm looking at the trees and things like that, and I start to see these sparkle dots going around, right? Ooh. Especially when there's dragonflies or butterflies, because near me there's a lot of different butterflies on the trail close to my house. So it starts, I think that for people who are starting to see them, I think they would start to see like little glittery spots and things. And then they start, like with me, Tracy, you know that I start to sometimes really all over the place by talking, and I start to get hyper and I feel like a lot going on and things are moving fast. That definitely means that the fairy energy is around, because they do things fast. Like they help you, they can help speed up healing. And like you were saying before about when you're pure of heart, they will come in. Like if you're doing Reiki, they will come in and they will help you when they feel like you are on their side and you care about the environment and you care about Mother Earth, and you're being just like completely authentic. They will help with everything and they see things up. But yeah, so that's the fast forward part is part of it there.